When we moved back down here 14 years ago, 1965, that's 14 years ago, and we had had a horrible experience in the Baptist church that I was pastoring in South Carolina. It had been 8 years of heaven and 6 months of hell, and we had left with our tails on fire, and with the what Will Orr used to call the TNF committee right behind us, tar and feathers committee. And we got down here, and the only place that had opened to me in all the world for me to come was here in O'Galley at the Harbor City Baptist Church. And I came in here as pastor of the Harbor City Baptist Church and lasted 15 months before they set that one on fire over there. People came in and broke my bottles, really broke them over there. And we were out in the cold again, and of course it was out of that that grew the seeds that became the Tabernacle Church. But in the process of having my bottles broken over at Harbor City Baptist Church, where wanderers had come in and were devastating my camp, I had a little confrontation one afternoon down the middle of Strawbridge Avenue. One of the men who had been on the pulpit committee and was one of the deacons at the time of the Harbor City Baptist Church was a fellow by the name of Shorty Hobbs. Shorty owned and ran Hobbs Electrical place down there near Strawbridge. And he had been very interested in me and was a compassionate kind of fellow. Really had some concern about me, which I didn't understand. I just saw him as one of the enemy, because he was crossing me and I was not being able to do the thing that I wanted to do, which was run my own life. And Shorty was one of the compassionate bottle breakers over there at Harbor City. It turned out later that there were some other bottle breakers who just had no compassion at all. They came in with sledgehammers and baseball bats and cleaned my shelf. I mean, they took all the bottles off and wiped me out over there. But Shorty was just kind of tapping lightly with his little hammer, just a crack to see if some of the wine would leak out and that kind of thing. And Shorty said to me, he said, "You know, I don't think you're ever meant to be a pastor." He said, you're not a very good pastor. You're not a good pastor at all." Now, here I am. I've been pastor of a 2,000-member church up in South Carolina. I've been very active in the Southern Baptist Convention and served on a number of committees. And I'd come down here, and we'd taken this new church, and it was growing like crazy. And boy, everything looked good. And here this little fellow who's about this tall comes along and says to me, "You're just not cut out to be a pastor. You're just not made to be that. You're just not very good at that. You're not a very good professional religionist in any way." And I prided myself on that. I knew of nothing else. My world was very small at the time. Didn't know there was anything else out there. And here this guy had the gall to stand there in front of his little shop down there, his electrical shop, and tell me, who had a college and a seminary education, that I was not doing what I was supposed to be doing, that my basic motivational thrust was not being met, that I was out of pocket. And I rejected everything he said. I just almost sneered at him. And then I remember very distinctly, he said to me, he said, "You're not supposed to be a pastor." He said, "I wonder what you're supposed to do in life." He says, "You know," this is before I knew anything about anything, he said, "I believe that God would say to you, you're supposed to be a writer. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to be." Now, all I could hear him saying was that, "I want you out of this church. I just don't want to see you around anymore. Get lost, go off and get a job someplace." And I rejected what he was saying. But I know now that it was the voice of God that was speaking through him. That was 14 years ago. It took 2 years to get all my bottles broken, for the wanderers to clean my camp very good, so that I could get all my wine poured out as God was saying he wanted Moab to do. And then I wrote my first book in 1968. And over these last 11 years, I completed just about 3 months ago the manuscript for the 31st book that I've done in that 11-year period. It was a career change at midlife. Something I feared on that side of the experience, something I look back from this side of the experience and say, praise God for. None of us are able to thank him for the shaking that goes on when the shaking is going on. But God has purpose in our life. If we'll cooperate with Him, it's not nearly as painful. But if we don't cooperate, He's going to accomplish the purpose in us anyway. And straighten us out and break our bottles until everything is poured out and we become broken vessels fit for the Master's use to be filled with a new kind of wine.